The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yitzchak Altusky Shlita, Ram, in the Yeshiva Gedolah of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on Hey Amud Beis, Klaz Yishayla, one is allowed to do the first Bia on Shabbos. The Gemara's question boils down to four different questions. One is, do we say the dam of the Bistulim is Mitkat Pocket or Chibui Merba, which Lachoya seems to be around the Metzias Tikashayalam? Chasam Sofer addresses the question and says the dam of Bistulim is like in a sponge. Chazal Mesupik, if things that are absorbed in a sponge are bedin of Mitkat Pocket or Chibui Merba. Akoponim, that's the first of the Gemara's Sfeikas. The second topic is, do we say that if the dam is Mivkat Pocket, the dam Lutzorek, Bishori, or maybe the Pesach Lutzorek Vyosef? Rashi explains that if he wants to make a Pesach, it's a form of Baina. The Gemara then says, even if we assume that his tachlis is just for the dam, which is permitted, but the maisa, he's still making a Pesach. So we have to come on to a third question of Eino Miskave, Halacha like Rav Shimon, Halacha like Rav Yehuda. Is Eino Miskave permitted? Eino Miskave is also. Any more discusses that even if we hold like Rav Yehuda, the Eino Miskave is also, but over here it's Mekalkalu, it's in a Pesach. Rashi, the Vyamasul, to Rabbi Shimon, asked the obvious question, even if the halach would be Eino Miskaven is permitted, but here, Chutz Tikvashon, his kavod is to remove the dam, but Memele is making a Pesach, which is a form of Baina. So the question is, the Chayra, it's a Tikvashon. Shimon is more do we know by psikration of the Yomus. Says Rashi, the Gemara later on the Avav Amid Beis addresses the question. The Gemara answers, Yesh Bikir Bahatoya, if Ein Dam Yoytze, if Apein Pesach Nipach, it's possible to do a Bia Bahatoya, where, according to Rashi, Dam will not be removed and the Pesach will not be opened. Eilis says Rashi, Hilkach, Lap, psikration of the Yomus. The Mashah, after not there, the obvious question on Rashi, it is. The Meister here, he wants to take out the dam, the Mother Rashi wants the dam Mutzarech, and what does it help that it's possible to make Hatoya without removing the dam? Adrabi, he wants to remove the dam. Once he removes the dam, he's going to have to make a Pesach. So Chorot blimes of secretion. What's the Chilek? If it's possible to do Hatoya without removing the dam, here he doesn't want to remove the dam. Says the Mashah, the Luchaya, the way Tosfos explains the Gemara is much better. Tosfos explains that it's possible to do Hatoya without making a Pesach, but Avada he will remove the dam. The lashon of Tosfos is, Shiyochel Ahitzi Adam, Blos Yasa Pesach. It's possible to be Maitzi the dam, which is what he wants to do, without making a Pesach. Luchaya Rashi is a tzorech iyun. Mashal suggests maybe Rashi is going to appear. Next lashon in the Gemara, the Gemara said dam is chibui merba. In that case, the only hat he has of Eino Miskaven is lahados atzmo tzorech. Then you could say like Rashi that it doesn't mean to remove the dam or to make a pesach. But in this lashon of Rashi, is a tzorech iyun. Rashi in his kedushim brings the same machlokes between the Ravid and himself. The Ravid explains like Rashi that it's possible to do Hatoya without either removing the dam or taking out a, or making a Pesach. And the Rashba argues, like does the Mashah, that here we're talking about a person that's trying to remove the dam. He applies the Torahian on the sheet of the Ravid. To answer, sheet of Rashi, the sheet of the Ravid, can bring a well-known chakira, Bukhanan, Kaibit Shurim, class, the gear to the famous machlekes between the Aruch and other Rishonim, in the case of a psikresha, to lomechole, do we say that it's mutter, even according to Rav Shimon, who holds that psikresha is also about it's lomechole, or not? Machlekes, the Ri, the Aruch, and many other Rishonim, in the case of psikresha, do lomechole, what's the halacha? Says Abul Khanam, Emes says we could understand the entire concept of psikresha in two different oifanim. One oifan is, that even though he's not mechavein, but the baldness of psikresha, it's inevitable, so maybe that's as if he was mechavein. It's one way of understanding psikresha. You understand that the sort of psikresha is different, because Enum mechavein is really talking about two different maisim. The result of one ma'aser is the second ma'aser, a mashal. The gare kisei, person drags a chair across the lawn, the ma'aser that he's doing is megare. The tozah is going to be the fact that he made a furrow on the ground, he's going to be so chayrish. But there are two different ma'aser. Case with some psikresha, says the Bukharan, we consider it as if it's considered one ma'aser. So we have a kaparim, two ways to understand what it means, psikresha. Either it's a din in the kavana, or maybe it's a din in the maisa. A gavurcha, binogea la'alocha, the achreinim, stopik, in the case of a psikresha with a miulak, mushal, if you have a refrigerator where the light bulb wasn't removed, every time you open the door, the light bulb will go on. We know, even though it's Eilam Miskave, but Psikresha, positive Psikresha is not permitted. What about telling a guy to open the refrigerator door? Do we say the lock of Psikresha, even the Gabi Amir Lakam, or not? Shabur, Neshtun Gimel, Claire the Shiloh as well, the Gaya to removing a pot, which is buried in coals, and every time you move the pot, you have to move the coals. So every piece of Kibur, Yavor, not allowed to because of psikresha. Mishabur, Shahatzion, declares that maybe with a guy it will be permitted because of psikresha through a milak, the chayru. The shayla is telling how you understand psikresha. You understand the first mahalach that has to do with chayru with kavana. So here the chayru, we are telling the guy to open the door. Kavana is not for the opening of the light. Maybe by a miracle will permit it. But we understand that psikresha is considered like one mice, it's inevitable. Therefore, we consider it one mice of mamish. Same as Eilachar, by telling him to open the door, you're telling him to open the light. That's an hour to tell him. Similar, some place can say to open the light switch. You can't say there are two mice and open the light switch and open the lights. The switch is the lights. Opening the door in this case is the opening of the light bulb. Therefore, even when the Gaya Tamilakim, it wouldn't be permitted. Akoponim, Slobuchan, and Klaz, how to understand the Yisrael psikresha. Is it a din in Kavara? Was it Alacha in Maisa? Sakta Bukhanan. Now we can understand Pshat, maybe in the Machlaik, in Pin Rashi, in Rivet, Tarsus and Rashba. Rashi held that the Yisrael psikresha is the fact that Bibald is inevitable, so it's considered one Maisa. Bibald, in this case, it's not inevitable. It's possible to do a Maisa beer without removing the dam or breaking the basulim. So therefore, we don't consider it as one Maisa. The fact that your Kavana was to remove the dam is not Maisa or Merit. A Maisa is two separate Maisa. Because you can make a Maisa beer without actually having to break the basulim at all. Shenkein, Taisus, the Rashba understood that the Yisrael Advarim is Kavana. Therefore, since in our case, it's Kavana, was Lamaya said to remove the Dam, like the Gemara says, the Dam Hutzarek, a Bezeel refers to the creation, because if you remove the Dam, you have to open a Pesach. That's why Taisus, like the Rashba, forced to explain that Atariah here means that it's possible to open the possible to remove the dam, but not happen to open the pesos. Machlokes, Rashi, Rivet, Taisa Rashba, how to understand the Yisoid observation. Maybe that's the answer to the question of the Aruch and the other Rishayim. When the Ge'er to the Hatzim Achleikas, the Aruch and the other Rishayim, Tereshul Nechle is permitted or not. So Tosfos and Avov, Smayach, and the Rayas of the Aruch. One of the Rayas the Aruch brings is the Ge'er to the Halacha. One who donated Yayin to the Mizbeach as a korban. So the Mishnah says, Zvachim, Mizalfim, Yayin Agabi Yoishim. However, back the Gemara, if you're going to pour wine on the Mizbeach, so you're going to extinguish the fire. Even Yisrael, Vlosacha B'Reish. So the answer is, Ein Miskavim. But the question of her is, Psikresha. The answer has to be the Petresha, the Lo Nechale. One of the Rayas, the Aruch brings, the Petresha, Lo Nechale is permitted. Other Raya, place of brings here, the Locha and Perek Lulav Agozo, person, had a Hadassah that had more berries than leaves. Not allowed to use the Hadassah's puzzle that has more berries. Gemara says, you're allowed to remove the berries on Yanta. Gemara has Tikkun Mana. But the Gemara's Kavanah was to eat the berries. The question then is, but it's a psikresha. Gemara says he has other hadassim he can use. Aruch explains, Baldi has other hadassim that he can use, therefore blies a psikresha to lo nechalei. Also psikresha lo nechalei, it's permitted. The Ri, Smayach to argue with the Shita Aruch, and the Ri says a psikresha lo nechalei is not mut, it's only also a midrabana. But it's not Mutter Mamish. I, the Gemaris, that Dorach quoted, that's because we're there, we're talking about the Malkam Mitzvah, whether we're talking about the Yayin Agabi Yamizbeach, which is a carbon, we're talking about the case, Lagos of Hadassah, we know that the Malkam Mitzvah, Lagos of Be'abana, Easter de Abana, by Easter de Reisa, therefore Chazal permitted it. B'chanan, Smal was the Israel of Achleikas, between the Aruch and the Shita of the Ri, it's totally in the same Chakira. If we understand, says Rabbi Chanan, that the Israel, Sikresha, the fact that Ki'ilu had Kafan, the Baal, it's inevitable, that even Machavin had told him, Maisa, I wanted it to happen. It was Lo Nechali, I didn't want it to happen. You can't say I was Machavin, Adarabba, as if it wasn't Machavin. If you learn that the Yisrael of Sikresha is Akka Bukhana, it's a Din in Kavana, we hear very well the Sheet of the Aruch, we bow to Slo Nechale, he doesn't want it to happen, can't say it was Mechabit. Shane came to read, Yisrael would argue with the Aruch, they held that the Yisrael of Sikresha is not in the Kavana, but in the Maisa. So we bow to one Maisa, it's a Totsah of another Maisa. It's inevitable, it's you want Maisa Mamish. If it's eight, not Maila Murid, but it's Nechale, alone Nechale. So, Machleika, between the Aruch and the other Rishonim, it's totally Chore in the same Chakir. Chore, where Machana was Marbe, the Yisrael of the Aruch, it seems that Lo Nechale actually means, I don't want it to happen. Not, I couldn't care less whether it happens or not. I don't want it. You understand it very well. In the case of Mazalpin, Yaina Gabish, he doesn't want the fire to go out. However, when the Gea to the question of the Hadassim, the Lechur, it's not that he doesn't want, doesn't care. It's Loich Basle, not Lo Nechale. So Lechur, if we understand the way of Bechonim was Masbir, the Pasha Lechur is Mashma, he doesn't want it to happen. That would make sense, like Gabi the case, Mazalpin, you know, Gabi Ishin. You have to understand how we would understand the case of the Hadassah. The Mishabur and Simon Shinchop, Simayach of the issue, he passes Halacha that it doesn't have to be Dafka, that he doesn't want it. If it's Leich Basleh, it also has Halacha of its equation to Lo Nechalei. Mishabur is right, because you have a right from the case the Hadas and the Lechoret doesn't make a difference in one way or the other. Lechoret, that's enough to be considered on the Echele. Not exactly the way of Bechanan is Mashma. The Gehet is the sheet of the Ri, Bechanan is Mashma, that Yubal, they held it's totally in Maisa. Considered one Maisa. And we bought it's one maisa. So what's the chilek? If it's nechele or lo nechele, it's considered one maisa. Therefore, there's no heter in the case of where it's lo nechele. Question is, however, why is it according to the Ri that it's also midrabon? Chayor, it should be also chayor meratayim mamish. If you don't hold of the svara of the Aruch, and it's totally not in kavana, but it's totally in maisa, all it's one maisa. So it's mamish isha the raisa. Yet the chur, it's mashmi clearly from the shita sari, that's only isha the rabbanan. What commits the logazim be rabban? Chur, if you don't agree to the orach, the way Rabbi Chanan was masber. So it's an isha the raisa, not isha the rabbanan. Taisvis, in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, addressed the question. Taisvis is mashma, Ein chanami taka should be nisa de raisa. But the maisa, it's a malacha, shein tzvicha le gufa. The baal, it's lo nechale. So it's no less than a malacha, shein tzvicha le gufa. And the baal, it's a malacha, shein tzvicha le gufa. So it's only awesome dabon. Like all the time, malacha, shein tzvicha le gufa, nisa dabon. It's bad to him. A part is nisa de raisa. But the baal, it's a malacha, shein tzvicha le gufa. Since Lamaisa, it's lo nechele, it's no less than a melacha shen tzich legufa, never go down to being nisa de Rabbana. Chayor, according to the way Teis was Mazbe, from Sefer Shabbos, that only applies to Hilcha Shabbos. The concept of melacha shen tzich legufa is a concept only found in Hilcha Shabbos, not Talik Abayavi Yisurim. So Chayor, we could understand maybe the case of Adas, Yontef, has the same halacha as like Shabbos. But what about the case of Mezalv and Yair and Gabi Ishin? There's no shaykh as a choyer till Shabbos. There's no shaykh as to a melacha, Shein Tzvicha Legufa. And a choyer, there's no shaykh as to a melacha, Shein Tzvicha Legufa, Shemil Chanisa de Raisa, Naisa de Abana. How could he say then, Mamaka Mitzvah, Gazi Barabana? Muzmuz Achzagat, the Rebbe Machlaikis, between Taisus, hearing Subis, and Taisus, and Masechah Shabbos. Taisus, and Masechah Shabbos, Taka learned that the Ri argues with the sheet of Aruch Legami, like a Bechon with Taka Masber. It's not Tolei Kavod, it's Tolei Mais, it's one Mais. Therefore, what's a Chilek? If it's Nechalei or no Nechalei, go down to being a Drabbar, and only the Gehet of the Shabbos, and go to Melacha, Shetzich Legufa. But our Taisus, and Aishu Chay, is all different. Our Taisus held that the Ri does not agree to the Aruch, but in Yisoid, he's masking. The Ravada, if it's Psikresh, Lo Nechale, it really should be Muta Legami, because it's really totally in Kavana, and it's Kavana Rechoy over here, is not to have it done, Lo Nechale. But, Chazal, like in many places, Begoyz Vigzeya Drabbanim, Tzasim Drabbanim. So that it comes out, we have now two ways to understand the Shita Sari. Taisus and Shabbos understands, according to the Ri, that Be'etzem, the Ri is not Masbe Legam, not Maske Megami to the Shita of the Aruch. It's Issa Deraisa Mamish. Now, Shabbos, it goes down to being a Drabana, because the Blocha Shet Shich Legufa. Shenge and Taisus and Ve'el Achor understood Faket. And that is, that the Ri, Be'etzem, could be Maskim to what the Aruch said. But Maisa Chazal Geiza and Issa Drabana, like you find in many places, Chazal Geiza Issa Drabana. Where's the Mekah for such Issa Drabana? Mechanan, Blaise the Tzarechin. Why Chazal Geiza? Where did Chazal get the idea? Kibagan is Marach, explains that they compared it to the Halacha Malacha, Shechicha Legufa. Even though Batsam should be Muta Maratea, because it's felt in Malach and Makshabas. Maisa Geiza Issa Drabana. Here too, Chazal Geiza Issa Drabana. So we have now two ways to understand the Shita of the Ri. No matter which way you learn, Everybody's masking that when you get into the Shabbos, when it's a psikvesh from Dechle, it can't be more than a drabara. Could be that it's Easter the Raisa, but Smlacha Shetzich Lagufa. Could be it's Mutlagambi according to Rabach. Rash in Shabbos seems to have a slightly different understanding. One Shabbos talks about a case where one was Tzadik Chalazon, and he needed the blood to make the chalas. And one of the discussions is that he's over the east of Tzeda, and if he squeezes the fish in order to get out the dam, could be over the east of Disha. One question is, what about Nitilas Neshama? So Rabbi Yochanan says, parts of mace, the fish was already dead by the time he squeezed out the blood. Rabbi said, "Pilateva patzachai v'sasin kweitzel nitzilas neshama." Taisus, other Rishonim, are masbir that when the Gemara says v'sasin, it doesn't mean v'sasin; it means ain't a miskavin. But right, the very next line the Gemara says, "But Abaye v'Rava dami tshavayu ma'ida b'shimu b'psikreishu lo yomus." So we see it all by ain't a miskavin, psikreishu. My answer is, Shiny Hacher, the Kama, the Isbay, the Shoma, Tzvei Nechalei. Kecha, the Litzlo Tzave. Seems that the blood is better when the fish is alive. See, but Davka doesn't want it to die. Rashi is Mazda. Adam Achai, Toi Bidam Ameis. Kecha, the Chalatzim, is coming, but Tereach, the Shoma. Shloyom is Biyadu. Fil Meis, ain't got all the Sassi, but Shlomi, ain't the Sassi. That Betzem, Reb Shimon is masked by a case of psikresha when it's l'ichpasle, couldn't care less. Mashenke, in a case where Davka doesn't want it, there ain't a chrami. Halacha is that it's either mutar legami, or kaponim, zichadad, isa deraisa, not chayit. We see for Rashi that there are two halachas here. If it's like a case of where lo nechale doesn't want a legami, that's an example of the situation of the lo nechale. And in a chrami, according to Halacha, it's mutar, and it's not worse than isa derabonim. If, however, it's a case of ichmasle, then vice the chayis is not considered a situation of dechle. It's mamish isa deraisa. Comes out according to Rashi that there are two dinim here: lo dechle and lo ichmasle. Taisvis means Rashi shita. The after chayor, even if it's lo ichmasle, it's no better than a melacha sitzich legufa. That it's only malacha and tzvich legufa when it's lanechale. So ichmasle vashal is considered tzvich legufa. Could be that Rashi is going to shitase malacha and tzvich legufa. According to Rashi, is when it doesn't have a positive tachus, taking a mace out of a rishus hayochot, rishus harabim, doesn't have a positive reason. Just want the mace out of the way to get the halacha. Trapping a bee. Second time, it's considered malacha shetzich legufa because there's no positive reason to trap the bee or need the bee. It's just a matter of your way. Shaykh Taisus holds that a malacha shetzich legufa always has to be something which is not doimah to the tachlis that was done in the Mishkan. Shetzich legufa is doimah to the Mishkan. Shaykh a malacha shetzich legufa is when it's not doimah to the tachlis of Mishkan. Could be that Rashi is going to Shitase. Rebalt, as long as it has a positive reason, not a negative, therefore Rashi considered that if it's a case of lo ichmasle, considered tzvicha legufa, Hashem lo nechle, that's mamish an example of psikvesh lo nechle, which is either muta or kaponim, not more than isa derabonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.